Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
Are you tired of fake politicians? Are you tired of New Mexico being last? Listen to this young student as to why we choose Karen Bodoni for governor.
If you were to ask me who was impacted most by the pandemic, I would have to say the youth. As many of us suffered mentally and physically, Santa Fe turned a blind eye towards us. We were completely alone, forgotten. One day I woke up and said, okay, that's enough. I started getting involved, and that's when I found Karen Bodoni. I support Ms. Bodoni because no one has advocated for our voices like she has. I don't believe that party should be the main factor when it comes to serving the people. A mother, teacher, worker, businesswoman, and a strong conservative New Mexican, a true reflection of the American dream. I can't think of anyone else more capable and qualified to lead us in the battle for the soul of New Mexico. For more information, please visit BodoniTough.com, paid for by Students for Bodoni.
Come and listen to Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting now on iHeartRadio, Spreaker Radio, iTunes, Spotify, and Blog Talk Radio, with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd on your favorite apps.
There's something happening here.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. If I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Remember where you've been, that's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will, I don't wanna have to fight you, but I darn sure will. If you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on. I'm concerned there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says it, so I know it's true. A 9 for a 9 and a 2 for a 2. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go,
on a Tuesday night, and I tell you what, all hell has broken loose. Virgil called it, Russell called it, I called it. We told you it was going to get very ugly. Virgil, Russell, how you doing, brother?
We hanging in here down here, South Central Texas. We've been finally getting a little bit of rain, so, man, we're thankful to have that because it's been dry here, baby. But we've had showers here the last few days and stuff, and hopefully that'll turn our weather situation around. How about you, Virgil? Shit, y'all trying to back through the backyard, aren't you?
Oh yeah. We're back to catching crawfish in the front yard. I got traps set out right now. We're gonna get the fall crop in. I done rigged a 20-horse Mercury to the back of my lawnmower to my zero turn, so Susan can get through the tall grass, you know, like a go devil, like an airboat or something. But considering we're living behind enemy lines in a banana republic now, it's official. We are living in a banana republic. So we're just going to wait for the knock on the door, and then we're going to let the bullets go to flying.
Oh, right. Go ahead, Russell. I know you wanted to rant, but I'll let you rant.
I've been chewing on this for a while today. Of course, you know, we had this fucking ridiculous raid at President Trump, the legitimate president of the United States, home there. There was no need to do that. That's just all dog and pony show for the media. And, you know, this is supposed to be they searched for some papers, of course, that he didn't have and stuff. But, you know, they sent more agents over there than they did to Osama. And, you know, I mean, what did Mayo Zaytung do? What did Joseph Stalin do? What did North Korea dictator do? When you get the power, you go after your political enemy. You destroy them, you bury them, you do everything humanly possible to take them out. Okay, now, when the coup happened there, January 5th, 2020, that next show, I told y'all, once Biden is inaugurated, it's going to be pedal to the metal, and that is not going to stop for nothing. Now, these people know that you know that they are lying, that they are crooked, and that they've committed tricks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're not going to stand up and do anything about it. And,
well, I heard
pretty active.
Don't interrupt, Joe.
I want to talk about papers. If you want to talk about stolen documents, does anybody remember a guy named, I think it was Sandy Berger, Clinton aide, got caught walking out with paper stuck in his pants and all kinds of stuff? What did he get? He got left on the wrist. Let's talk about the January 6th kangaroo court. We had American political prisoners, some of them held for 15 months now. It's just, I mean, this has been, as Virgil was saying, and I said earlier today, this is banana republic stuff. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, what part of this can't you not see at this point in time? And, you know, I think Virgil probably hit the nail on the head, too. The IRS is going to hire 85,000 new agents. So, with Virgil Pitt, y'all ain't going to give a fuck till they come for your shit. Well, guess what's fixing to happen? They're going to come for your shit. Because at the last World Organization meeting, they decided that private vehicle and private land ownership was leading to the injustice and unfair
pay wages, labor scale, whatever you want to call it. So they're coming. They're not stopping, ladies and gentlemen, and they don't give care that they know. Oh, and people go, well, you know, they got Hunter Biden. FBI has had that shit for, what, 3 years now? Getting close, 2.5, 3 years now. They've sat on it. Well, you know, they're going to be, let me tell you, if there is charges brought, which I highly doubt, at the end of it all, when it's all said and done, he's going to be found innocent of all charges, or he will be given a presidential pardon. Him and Joe Biden both. Ladies and gentlemen, this is you are seeing tyranny at its most blatant and obvious
that.
Right here.
It's farther than that now. They crossed the line. It's gone way past that.
You're all garbled up there, Joseph.
Sorry about that. Yeah, they crossed the line on that. They got Carmen Lita coming on. And they said we had another guest that was coming on, but they're not going to come on next show. But, you know, we said this several months ago, guys. When they didn't have no evidence against Trump, they were going to pull something big. We didn't know what it was. But here it is.
Well, Joseph, it's like this. It's like this. You know, they went in saying, okay, we're going in looking for classified documents that he wasn't supposed to take or whatever. Okay, classified documents. Let's look at that. Anytime there's any discovery of major corruption or major crimes with an important official or an elitist, it gets deemed classified for national interest. Okay, what was this classified material? Okay, was it bank records from the Ukraine for Joe Biden and Hunter Biden and Nancy Pelosi and what have you? You know, it can be deemed classified. Anything can be deemed classified. Russell's boot size can be deemed classified if they want to.
You know, yeah.
I mean, It's just I believe it was a search for what they have, what Trump has, solid evidence that he has, that he's going to bring out in 2024. That's what the classified documentation was. And let me tell you something about these 85,000 IRS agents, okay? Oh, no, you cannot hire more ICE agents. You can't hire more Border Patrol guards. You can't hire any more customs people. That's racist, okay? Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something about the IRS. I've had to deal with these scumbag vermin son of a bitches before. And let me tell you something. These people do not care about your so-called rights or whatever. You see, this is the way the IRS works. They get around the Constitution. You see, whenever they bring you up on anything to do with the IRS, they do it as a civil case.
Mm-hmm.
That way, the burden of proof is on you, the defendant.
Oh, yeah.
You see, they don't have to provide you with a lawyer. They don't have to read you your rights. The 14th Amendment goes out of the window. And, buddy, they will butt-fuck you six ways from Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have a chance in court. You don't have a chance in hell in the court against the IRS.
Well, here's the thing that we say, guys.
So here's your best bet. When those nerdy dykes, rope suckers, whatever you want to call them, show up at your door with their clipboards and their piece of paper with the blue backing on it, and they knock on your door, and they say, "We're from the IRS. We want to talk to you." Just start shooting. Just start shooting.
Well,
just start shooting. Get as many of them as you can, as quick as you can. Just start shooting, because they are going to rape you and your entire family.
Well, it's like me and Carmen Lita was saying earlier, that you make good fertilizer for your garden.
Do you know that we're losing 30,000 military personnel a month? It's already come out. 30,000 military personnel are dropping out a month. They can't even replenish them. They're not meeting recruiting goals. They're not meeting retention goals. Nobody wants to serve. So what they're planning to do, all these illegal immigrants coming over the border, they have every intention of offering them amnesty if they serve 4 years in the service, because they know that these individuals won't have a problem turning on the civilian population. Also take into consideration D.C. jail. I don't know if you guys have ever seen it before. I have. Okay, it's a shithole, and it's ran by a bunch of Africans, okay? They're from Africa, Guam, they're from all these fucking countries, like, I mean, you know, like, and I'm not talking Scooby-Doo, 7-Eleven
shit. Well, Chiro, just like we're saying, Chiro, it's a banana republic now. Who you
That's
think
exactly
runs the banana republics?
And also, but like I said, as military personnel, okay, as retired personnel, think about it. Okay, what do they train certain individuals in certain MOSs? They train these, they train individuals in PSYOPs to look for certain red flags, the same fucking red flags that are going up in our own country, okay? That's exactly what's happening. It's what we would look for downrange. It's happening here on our own soil. In the 87,000 IRS agents that they're trying to hire, and even if they do hire them, they can do whatever the fuck they want, okay? They can try. I'm telling you right now, and this is for me talking to an individual who will be on the radio the next time you guys, that you know, that you guys are on, and no name is going to be given. I can tell you what, that this person has some very deep knowledge, and he's willing to share with your station, as he did this morning on another station, you know, vital information that would benefit everybody. And the fact of the matter is, they're going to do everything they can to disarm this nation. But as this individual said, who, by the way, I know very, very, we have a very close relationship. Let's just put it that way. We know each other. We would have each other six in a heartbeat. Okay? I worked closely beside this person, and I can promise you, they aren't going to win. They're not going to win. No matter what, well, yes, is shit going to get bad? Shit's going to get real fucking bad. Are they going to disarm the American people? No fucking way. There's no fucking way they're going to be able to disarm us. I'm telling you right now.
Later, it's like I was telling everybody earlier. They're saying, well, we don't have a chance. In fact, I've explained to everybody that the military has to be lying and secretly screaming. We do have a chance.
We have a really big chance. We're going to win no matter what, okay? The thing is, we're going to be fighting on our own soil, okay? It's kind of like a scene out of fucking Red Dawn. That's what it's going to be like, all right? But the thing is, we'll be fighting on our own soil. And who knows the area better than anyone? We do, okay? These foreign little fucks, and sorry, excuse my French if that offends anybody, but these people coming over illegally, okay, and when they try to offer them amnesty, I can promise you now, the little pricks that are in right now can't hit the side of a barn door, and I'd be happy to videotape that shit for you and put it up live. Not a problem. Because I have no filter and I'm sorry.
One positive note about that, Carmelita. Taco Casa, La Granda's, and Taco Bell are going to make a fortune making MREs for them. You know?
Well, I'll tell you, that's about it. But the thing, I know this much, guys. I know, I don't believe they're going to win. I know they're not going to win. I can promise you that. I know they're not going to win. They will not win. We have the largest civilian army out of any country. Out of any country. And that's the God's honest truth.
Well, Carmelita, you got to consider this too. Now, you know, it's not going to be a 100%, yeah, you know, pride from my cold dead hands. You know, a lot of people, these fake Rambos. Oh, sure, it's easy to go out and shoot a paper target at the range. It's real easy. It's real easy. And just like Russell said, a lot of them that try it. Well, you're going to have a lot of expensive, fancy weapons laying on the ground that ain't never been fired before.
Yeah.
You know, Springfield Armory. I spoke to Springfield Armory. I bought another M1A1. Susan's going to kill me. But I called them up and I asked them some questions about it, and I talked with the guy. Now, these are expensive rifles. I mean, you're talking $1,800, the cheapest that they have, the low grade that they have. These rifles go up from $1,800 to $3,500. Springfield Armory Manufacturing Company right now, Russell, has a six-month backlog on M1A1 rifles. Now, in case you don't know what an M1A1 is, it's a civilian variant of the M14 combat rifle.
We got one here.
It is a very, very good rifle. It is one of the best on the market. Now, if you consider this date, this economic age in America, that a company that makes rifles that range from $1,800 to somewhere up to $3,500. There's no limit on it. You know, it's like a hot rod. Speed is just a question of money. Firepower is just a question of money. Okay. They are having a six-month back order on these rifles. So that ought to tell you right there that these things are flying off the shelf. These things are literally flying off the shelf. I mean, you get one, well, I tell you what, you better take real good care of it, because you can't get spare parts for it no more, because all of the parts that they're making are going on the assembly line. And these people make a very fine firearm. So that's saying something.
We got a gun show coming up over here in a couple of days.
Go ahead, Russell.
To extrapolate on our Puerto Rican buddy there was saying.
Carmelita.
Charo. Call sign Charo.
I thought you didn't want your name out there. I'm sorry. But anyway.
It's out there. Who gives a shit?
But I'm going to, what I'm saying, extrapolating on what she said, is that, okay, even right at this moment, right now, and I'm going to tell you right now, at some point the Democrats are going to try to do it, and they're going to call the UN for help. Now, they won't even be able to control the cities. They won't even be able to lock the cities. We'll control everything outside of the city.
Yep.
And we will win. Because I want to tell you what, and she's 100% right as far as offering the illegal aliens citizenship for 4 years of military service. That has actually been going on for a while.
Yep.
But it was limited to dreamers. But they're going to open it up to everybody.
They're going to open it up to everybody. You're absolutely right, Russell. They're going to open it up to everybody because I'm telling you right now, the report just came out last week, and you guys will get more information when you speak with my friend, okay? He will fill you in even more so because this person sits in on Zoom meetings. 30,000 a month. 30,000 active duty military personnel are leaving per month, and that's their whole objective. Open the borders, deplete the military, insert these fucktards in there by offering them amnesty for 4 years of service in hopes that they're going to be like, all right, you're going to turn on the civilian population. But the fact remains, these individuals, they don't know our country. They don't know our own backyard. We know our backyard better than anyone else. Are we going to take fatalities? Of course we're going to take fatalities. But I don't know about anybody else. Me, I'm willing to die for my country. I'm definitely, if somebody asked me and called me up today and said, hey, you need to put back on the uniform and come back in, fuck you. I will fight for what this country is becoming before I fight for this country and what it is now. I won't do it.
Well,
I just won't do
well,
it.
Chiro, the goal is this. The goal is this. You know, any poor, dumb sumbitch can die for their country. But in the words of General Patton, you win a war by making that other son of a bitch die for his country.
Well, yep, I got, as a matter of fact, I got that sign.
Getting back on track here.
Go ahead,
yes,
Russell.
These people that they're allowing in, the Democrats figure they're to be our replacement. And you go, I'm going to tell you something right now. And I'm on these sites fairly regularly doing what I do for a living. And I tell you what, you go to any subdivision that is being now, and you will not see a white or a black man on that job. None of them speak English. And I tell you what, if you went up there as a white or black man to get a job, you wouldn't get the job. They are the most racist son of a bitch out there. And yes, I said that, and I said it out loud. That is absolutely true. The same thing with these major highway construction jobs. I dare you pull over there and ask one of them, hey, man, how do I get to whatever? And all you're going to get is no habla, no habla, no habla. And the only people who speak habla is going to be up there at the job shack. And, you know, and those guys are being replaced now by their new people. And you see, you got to understand, these people come from abject poverty. So they're getting a little, just they got a roof over their head and running water and a little fucking black bread. You know, they're going to think they're shitting in tall cotton. And I'm telling you, I told y'all after Joe Biden and others, they were going to put the pedal to the metal and you wouldn't recognize this country anymore. And I tell
the
you what,
next shutdown,
they don't care that you know they're corrupt. They know you know that they
the
are
next
corrupt.
Shutdown, though, is going to be a nuclear shutdown. They are going to call a nuclear threat. And the reason they're going to call this nuclear threat is because of that dumb bitch. I mean, I thought the Wicked Witch of the East died in Wizard of Oz, but apparently her fucking sister's sitting up there in the White House. Because she took that trip over there, okay? And all this little shitstorm going on with Cheeky China, all right? You know, Jinping the bully, he's another little rocket science fucktard like North Korea. But the fact remains, they're going to call a nuclear shutdown. New York is bleeding, man. New York is bleeding bad. And I can tell you New York is bleeding bad because cops are leaving in droves. Eric Adams, that racist piece of shit, wants to call himself a mayor, all right? He's crying boo-hoo fucking hoo-hoo. Because all these illegals are being shipped to D.C., New York, Delaware. And then, as a matter of fact, you know, it's kind of crazy because I got a phone call asking me to donate to Abbott today, right? I said, you know what? When you tell Abbott when he does his fucking job the right way and actually closes down the fucking border, I'll be happy to give my hard-earned money. I said, until then, I ain't supporting no fucking rhino. I don't fucking – and that's exactly what I said. That's exactly what I said, so I hope they got it on recording.
I'm talking to our Texas audience right now because I don't know specifically what the laws are in the other state. But let me tell you something. They can only do so much as the federal government, this, that. That is absolute bullshit. Abbott can order that border closed. He can activate the militias, which he has at his control. The Texas government.
Yep.
He can shut the border completely down. He doesn't want to. And you know what? If these feds rolling in here and this, they're every sheriff, every county sheriff in the state of Texas has the authority
to throw the fucking feds out of their county. Pack your shit up, get out of my fucking county, and we're going to escort you out if you ain't out tomorrow. And that is a tried, true fact, my Texas brothers and sisters. So when they tell you this and that, you go, yeah, call them on it. Say bullshit. Bullshit, you're a lying sack of shit. Your sheriff can shut down his county, and he can tell the feds to get the fuck out.
Until everybody realizes the federal government does not have as much power as everyone thinks and takes back their power as an individual person, this shit show will go on, man. It'll just fucking continue. And it's just one game after the next game. And it's like, you know, they knew their COVID game was fucking running thin. And then it came back and bit them in their dicks, in their little pinatas. So now, and Russell, I agree with you. I agree with you 110%. I'm telling you right now, guys, I could go anywhere right now. And because I'm Hispanic, okay, say there's a blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl next to me, all right? She's more qualified than me. Okay, this girl has a degree in this particular position. I, on the other hand, I have a degree in something else. I have experience in something else. But we both applied for the same job. So guess who they're going to hire? They're going to hire me, man. You want to know? Because it's all minority. That's what they want. It's another little, you know, we're trinkets. We're fucking trinkets.
Well,
and that's another thing about the Latina community.
Well, no. Y'all are not trinkets, damn it, Carmelita. Y'all are breakfast tacos. Didn't you hear the first lady?
So I thought we were Latinx. Aren't we Latinx? I thought we were Latinx.
We're breakfast burrito, damn it. We're breakfast burrito.
Hey, well, I don't care.
Well,
I'll be a breakfast burrito. Somebody can eat me. I'm good.
Okay.
So, I mean, the thing
another thing along with this thing that passed, okay, you know how they're, all right, you've got 85,000 IRS agents coming on the market. Okay, fuel prices are higher than a giraffe's asshole. So these farmers, they're going to play hell. There's going to be crops left in the field. There's going to be people filing for bankruptcy and all of this, these family farms. Okay,
they already are.
So you've got this clown, Gates. He's buying up all kind of farmland. You got this new Green Deal. You got Pelosi going over talking to the Taiwanese about these semiconductors and everything. So I know everybody's seen these solar panel farms. It takes a lot of land to run these solar panel farms. So you do the math on this. They're going to put these farmers out of business. They're going to take their land. And they're going to go with these solar panel farms all over the Midwest.
Yep.
And that's going to be your new crop that they're going to be growing. It's going to be these semiconductors and these farms. So, you know, you're talking about a significant food shortage here. You know,
well,
you think you got a food shortage now? You ain't seen nothing yet.
I'm telling you right now, I don't give a shit what anybody says. I will be fucking cat hunting. So I meant what I said the last time. If somebody's missing their cat, that's right. I got it.
Right.
I will not hesitate. I will not hesitate, guys. There will be no squirrels in my neighborhood. There will be no quail. There will be nothing. I'll be eating gators out of the fucking lake.
I was going to say, you got alligators there.
Yeah, exactly, man. There's a 15-footer right across the street.
Right. We got a call up now.
Now, here we go. Now, you even got some Democrats coming out and saying one of the last person, well, I can't say that he came out. His words was that the DOJ must immediately explain its raid on President Trump's home there in Mar-a-Lago, or the Republicans will use it to discredit the J6 investigation or hearings or whatever. Let me tell you something. There is no credit to the J6. committee hearings. None. That is absolute. They're allowing no witnesses against what they're saying. Some of the stuff that's been coming across there, I know Virgil's watched some of it, is absolutely absurd. I mean, just some of them straight out and out lies.
Well, that's why they pulled this
Nobody's allowed to speak against them or challenge what they're saying or cross-examine them. The J6 committee hearings has absolutely no credibility at all. So how could you lose the credibility? You know, these people are absolutely objective. The most, I mean, how can you listen to these people or listen to that and not see tyranny in its purest fucking form? I mean,
right.
You know.
Well, Russell, what gets me is the testimony from these so-called Capitol Police up there. You can clearly see Capitol Police. I wouldn't hire these son of bitches to mow my grass with a damn pair of scissors. Okay. These guys here, they look like a bunch of winos off Camp Street in New Orleans. And they're going to take their word for what happened when we see clear video of them waving people to come into the Capitol building and everything. Bullshit.
Well,
you know,
guys,
I mean, where was all of this committee investigation when they assassinated LaVoy Finicum? Where was
right.
all of that? You know?
Right. Hey, we got a caller on.
Yeah.
Hey, caller, how you doing?
Well, how you doing, red-blooded American?
Who we got down
yeah,
that end?
It's Bianchi. You know, Virgil, I haven't heard your voice in a long time. I'm happy to hear that you're still fighting and kicking.
Oh yeah, we're when I ain't running the road in that Mac, I'm here doing my thing.
But you know, here's some points, and we all know what's going on. And you know, you talk about that January 6th committee. The chairman of the committee, Benny Thomas, once was sympathizing with, worked with a insurrectionist black group called the Republican New Africa, who had shootouts with the police and killed officers. And here he is in the position he's in on a topic that they talk. And then the thing that pissed me off, you're trying to get a woman, a man, out of jail in Russia who committed a crime, and you got people that's being unlawfully detained from January 6th. And guess where else? Over in Afghanistan because of the blunders that Joe Biden made.
Mm-hmm.
And let me say something about Republicans. These Republicans ain't no damn good neither. Only a few is doing what they should be. They just cow
Thank
down
you.
And run and hide. I never seen anything like this. You lay it in their lap and they don't want it. They do everything but throw it on the floor. They get rid
right.
of it.
Yep.
And you got to get rid of their asses also.
Yep.
And most importantly, too, Virgil, until we get young people, my grandson, our youngest grandson is 25. Guess what? He talks like you do. It was a process, but he talks like you do. You got to get the young people saying the same daggone thing that we're talking about. If not, the Democrats are
okay.
going to run over you.
I'm going to give you an example of what. See, my wife and I, you know, when I'm home and everything else, we look up places and we like to try, you know, I'm gone for days at a time, and when I come home, you know, we go out and we have, you know, date night, but we like to try new restaurants out. Well, we tried this restaurant out called Crab Queens on Corporate in Baton Rouge, and I love the king crab legs, the snow crab legs. Well, there was a black lady sitting across the table from us. We bought her a couple of drinks, and we got to talking. And she admitted, she said, well, she said, I voted, and this was a lady up in years. She said, I voted for Biden, but I can tell you this. I ain't voting for no effing Democrats no more. I'm voting Republican next time. This is bullshit.
Right.
Well, you know,
it's the same bird. It's the same bird with different wings. That's all it is. The problem is we, the people, are the ones that have to take our country back. I mean, it's
like
we're getting
right.
gang members here. That's all it is. We got gang members here. It's like MS-30. You got the blood and the Crips.
Well,
The Republicans are the Bloods, and the Democrats are the Crips. The thing is, Carmelita,
we need leadership that is willing to see the writing on the wall. We need leadership that is willing to identify the problem, okay? Well, and the problem is not Republicans or Democrats. The problem is way up. It's not in Washington. It's in New York. It's in that big building with the blue paint on it that's called the United Nations. And as soon as the United States gets out of the UN and gets the UN out of the United States, a lot better things will be in this country.
Well, it's not just New York.
Hey, I'm in this conversation. Hang on.
Go ahead.
Now, there's a lot wrong with the UN, and no, it should not be the United States of America. The UN is no friend to the United States, has never really been. But that is not where the core of this problem comes. The core of the problem is trying to make people understand that they've been programmed for so long that, okay, you know, these are the bad guys, these are the good guys, you know, Republicans will do this and da-da-da, you know, and the Republicans are going to say this. And what Carmelita said was exactly correct in my mind and way of thinking, because I had a wise old man tell me one thing. This really made me stop and think, change the way of my thinking. And that was the right wing and the left wing, they belong to the same bird. All right, the problem is bureaucrats that have been sitting there in these bureaucracies, DOJ, FBI, even the CIA.
CIA.
They are unelected officials that it don't matter who you put in charge of that, the wheels don't roll unless they say the wheels roll. And I'm telling you right now, this is not fixable. Who was it? Cedric Thomas said there's three boxes that guarantee your freedom.
Virgil, is that you breathing like that?
No. No, my mic is up.
Oh, my God. Somebody sounds like they're have COPD.
But what I was saying is, you know, this is so systemically corrupt at this point in time. Look, man, the DOJ, the FBI, what are they doing? They're coming down. They're waging war against parents who think CRT is bullshit. They're waging war against parents. Stand up for their children. They're waging war. Your Department of Homeland Security, a compromised, fraudulent president is the problem. No, there's no security problem there or whatever. Showing our strategic oil reserves to China to help his son out and stuff like that. All this stuff's going on. It's happened. It can't deny the facts are out there. You got the Department of Homeland Security saying, you know what? We ain't got to worry about Muslims. We ain't got to worry about this invasion across our southern border. None of this is a problem. The problem are these people who believe in God and the Constitution and love their country. These domestic terrorists here are the ones we really have to watch. You know, this has got so absurdly reversed and out of hand that it's not even recognizable at this point. And you don't fix that at the fucking ballot. Because y'all missed it. And just in case you missed it, ladies and gentlemen, January 5th, 2020, there was a successful coup of the government of the United States of America. You are now in a banana republic. The Constitution means shit anymore. And these people aren't going to stop. They are not going to stop, and they're not going to give up their power. And right now, it's coming down to whether you stand or not. And if
that's
you
right.
don't,
well,
if
you know,
don't,
they can be stopped.
They can be stopped.
They can be
stopped
at the states. The states got the power to stop that. The states got the power to reel the federal government. An FBI agent ain't got no damn business coming into your state, knocking on your door. They need to check in with the sheriff, and guess what else? They need to leave their weapons with the sheriff. We got enough weapons already with that sheriff department.
Which they did not do, by the way, down here in Florida, I'm going to tell you right now, because there was like 5 to 6 sheriffs with those 30 FBI agents. And also, the fact remains, as far as I'm concerned, why the hell do you need 30 to 31 FBI agents to go in there? And there were Secret Service still outside the gates, because they still have folks down there right now that are surrounded Mar-a-Lago, and they're pissed. You got a lot of pissed off people here in Florida, I promise you that. A lot of pissed off people. But the thing is, this can be stopped. And it can be stopped by all these states, just like he said. But the problem is we have so much corruption within states, too, at the state level. And that's the problem. We started out at the lowest level within our school system. And then you next thing you know, it goes into the judicial system. From the judicial system, escalate. And we just keep playing into their game. This is one big psychological warfare, and it's being played on every last person. And that's why they don't want critical thinking in the school system. They don't want it. They want kids to be programmed so they can program these kids into thinking that there's no constitution, there's no freedom. These kids won't question anything because they won't know history.
And you know what? It's played right out of the Nazi playbook. Straight out.
Well, that's exactly what they did. They look, I'm telling you right now, our own government is doing exactly what they trained everybody in PSYOPs to do. Trust me.
Mm-hmm.
Ask anybody that's been in use of SOC. Ask anybody that's been in use of KPOC. Ask them. It's a psychological operation, and it's up to those who know what's going on to wake up others the best way they know how. And those who aren't awake, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but guess what? You're on your own, bud. I mean,
yeah.
I don't mean to sound condescending, nor do I mean to sound brash.
To respond to Russell about the UN, okay? Name one war we have won against any aggressor since the United Nations in 1946, when they were established. Name one war that the United States has won.
That's not what we're discussing. I agree with you wholeheartedly percent that the UN is a piece of shit. It needs to be out of our country, and we need to be out of it. But the UN is not the root problem of what's going on in our government right now. It is not. The problem is these so-called elected officials have spent the last 40, 50 years selling us to corporations, selling us to country. And somebody explained to me, how does your enemy, a communist dictatorship, end up producing the majority of your microchips and stuff like that? How does that happen?
Because they sold off. They sold us off little by little, piece by piece.
Yeah, they sold us off little piece by piece. Corporations, oh yeah, we want, you know, it'd be all right. So here's some money. Let's make this deal happen. Let's open up trade with whoever, China or you know, Russia, whatever like that, you know. And I mean, it just, the corruption is obscene. And these people,
the Federal Reserve is the cabal.
Huh?
I mean, think about it. The Federal Reserve is the cabal. Get rid of the Federal Reserve. If you go back, okay, there's a law book, okay, and I believe it's called, oh, man, because I'm trying to get it. It's from 1937, and it's called the Black Law Book. I'm pretty sure of that, and I'm trying to order it. I went to several bookstores to get this book, and I could not find it anywhere. And that, if you get a hold of that book, and once I get it, I'm telling you, there was never an IRS. There is nothing on the books in the Internal Revenue Service that stipulates that we have to pay federal taxes. God's honest truth, there isn't. When you sign that W-4, okay, when you go to work for a company, you sign that W-4, that now becomes a contract between a principal and an agent. You are giving them the authority to take this money from your check every single month. Okay? Yep. I know plenty of people, I'm telling you right now, I know a lot of folks that's never paid a dime in taxes. And they tried to come after them. They've tried to come after them. There wasn't a damn thing they could do. They can threaten you this, and that, and all that other bullshit, okay? And I got that. And I'm learning a lot here about, you know, the Florida law, too. When you're home in Florida, once it's made your homestead, it takes an act of God to get your home from you.
Same in Louisiana. Homestead exemption is what it's called. See,
yep.
Texas does not have that. Russell is unfortunate that Texas does not have that. Okay, homestead exemption. Okay, I tell people when I pay property taxes every year, and they cannot believe it. They cannot believe it compared to what they're paying. I'll tell you what I pay in property taxes every year. $75 a year property tax in Louisiana.
Well,
yep,
Bill,
once you make a homestead exemption, and you can get triple exemption here in Florida, too.
Virgil,
right.
I'm down here with you right outside of Baton Rouge. But what I want to know, and how in the hell did you guys vote for that damn Bill Edwards, man?
Well, that was he got elected. I'm going to tell you how he got elected. He got elected because of the mayor in New Orleans and the mayor in Baton Rouge. You see, it wasn't an act of, you know, stuffing the ballot boxes. It was an act of voter suppression that did it. If you look at the results in the election for the attorney general for the state of Louisiana, and you look at the results for the election of the governor of the state of Louisiana, you are going to find 45,000 missing votes. Okay, mm-hmm. So what you're going to tell me is that people showed up to the voting booths and absentee ballots just to vote for the attorney general and not vote in the governor's race, 45,000 people? No, you're not going to make me buy that. I'm not buying those tickets, okay? LaToya Cantrell is evil. She's a piece of shit. She is sorry. She ain't even from Louisiana. She's from California. How in the hell she ended up mayor of New Orleans is beyond me.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, per capita, New Orleans is right back to being the murder capital of the United States. You know, that's what they say. But I don't believe that because Mitch Landrieu took all the Confederate monuments down, which he claimed was causing all the problems in New Orleans. So,
well, I tell you what, I don't go to New Orleans. When my grandson go down there, he works for Exxon. He has to go down there. I tell him, please be careful. You're absolutely right. That place is just terrible with what's going on as far as the crime.
I mean, the New Orleans Police Department, I mean, if you want to talk about an organized crime organization, the New Orleans Police Department, I was down there after Katrina. I ran an airboat down there with a wildlife and fisheries agent after Katrina. And what I saw the New Orleans Police Department doing down there was just unbelievable. Unbelievable. all that looting that went on, that wasn't people. They were trying to get out of that. That was New Orleans police doing all that looting. I mean, they caught them in motel rooms. They caught them in abandoned motel rooms with 1,000 pairs of sneakers, brand new sneakers out of a store, DVD players, CDs, you know, computers, everything. They were taking everything and hoarding this. I mean,
I'm going to cut off here.
Okay, darling.
Yeah, I got a $1,200 antibiotic order I'm putting in. Okay, hey, just let me know if y'all, I'm ordering $1,200 in antibiotics and everything from my survival friend, so let me know what's what, all right? And I will let my friend know to be on the next time, but yeah, I have a friend who's got a shipment.
Yeah, order me some monkeypox flea collars.
Well, wait a minute. Are you doing something we should know about there, Virgil? Because if I'm not mistaken, I'm told that only targets certain individuals of the alphabet community. You're starting to shake me up here a little bit.
Well, nowadays, you know, with these fancy plastic surgeons, you know, you got to get a chromosome test, and you know, a lot of times you don't have time for that. You know.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. That's all I got to say. But I will see you guys. I will be on the next show, and I'll bring my friend on because he has a lot to tell y'all, okay?
All right.
Everybody stay safe. Stay safe. Take care of y'all, and you know how to get a hold of me, okay?
All righty. I will.
All right.
As Art Russell signed off as
but
well.
But John Bell Edwards, I'm gonna tell you what. You're getting back to John Bell Edwards. When it comes to John Bell Edwards, bottom line is, if this man is able to get up in the morning, tie his shoes, and go to the bathroom and take a piss by himself, his mother and father shouldn't be proud. They should be amazed.
Huh.
This guy here is completely a dumbass.
That's awesome.
Right about the time he said dumbass, he falls off.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get out of here too, fellas. I just want to say one thing. It's going to end up to individual states, I think, shy of a civil war. States have the power to curtail that damn federal government. They can stop them from borrowing money.
Yep.
They can tell the federal government to go to hell. Federal government really don't have no policing powers. What the hell are they going to do? They're going to tell you that,
exactly.
Well, we ain't going to give you federal funding. Well, you can say we ain't giving you no damn taxes. So
well,
you can give
like,
us our damn tax money back.
Right, and that's what I tell everybody. If you want to really hurt them very badly, do what I did. I haven't paid taxes in 30 years. Why did you them when you did this too?
Yeah, but anyway, I really enjoyed the opportunity. You guys be safe, and as long as we got the same interest, we all right.
Exactly. Well, thank you, Dan. We'll be back here on Thursday night and everything. I'm going to go ahead and close the show. Virgil hasn't called in, so. But anyhow, you guys be careful out there. You know what's up. We warned you all, and we gave you the warnings and told you everything that's been going on. You guys just prepare yourself. But anyhow, we'll be back for Thursday night.
See you then.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I deliver, bad news.